I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Victory Land Casino is asking the state of Alabama to return seized gambling machines and cash as the Macon County Casino looks to reopen. Lawyers for Victory Land filed the motion yesterday after a judge ruled against the state of Alabama's 2013 effort to close that casino. Circuit Judge William Shashi ruled last month that the state's seizure violated the principle of equal protection, since other electronic bingo operations have remained in business in Alabama. Shashi dismissed the state's attempt to keep over 1,600 machines and more than $260,000 that were seized in the raid. Victory Land lawyers asked Shashi to amend his findings to note that Victory Land was operating legally at the time of the raid. Attorney General Luther Strange is appealing Shashi's decision to the Alabama Supreme Court. They have previously ruled that electronic bingo is illegal in Alabama. A NASA spacecraft managed here in the state is back in working order. APR's Pat Duggins reports the probe is in its final approach to Pluto.
NASA says the $700 million New Horizons spacecraft just got overworked. The grand piano-sized robot was trying to compress science data and gear up for new tasks at the same time. That used up all its memory space, so the machine just shut down by going into a safe mode. The glitch occurred at a scary time for NASA, since New Horizons is barely 6 days from its closest pass to Pluto. The mission is managed by the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville as part of NASA's New Frontiers program. Pluto is the last major destination for the space agency's study of the solar system. Scientists are hoping for their best ever views of Pluto and its system of moons. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
The University of South Alabama says it's exploring the possibility of building a football stadium on its campus in Mobile. The school announced that exploratory process earlier this week. USA's football team currently plays at the city-owned Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, but the stadium is miles from campus. South Alabama's team went 6-7 last year and played in their first ever bowl game in school history. And Camp Shakespeare Extreme is running all week at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival in Montgomery. The camp teaches junior high and high school students a more in-depth look at things like character, stage movement, and voice. Greta Lambert is the director of education and outreach at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. She says it's kind of like a college conservatory acting class where they study scenes and monologues.
All of these activities give kids such a great understanding of what goes on with the theater. It helps them in later life, and it gives them confidence and the ability to express themselves artistically and to kind of think outside the box creatively.
Lambert says all their tests are done in a fun atmosphere of theater games and activities. The campus welcomes students from across the state, as well as from Maine, Boston, and from Florida. Now your forecast.
Our local forecast on this Wednesday includes another hot day. We'll top out in the lower to middle 90s. Look for a small chance for stray afternoon shower or storm. Most areas will stay totally dry. The risk of rain today and on Thursday, only 10%. Overnight tonight, lows back at the low 70s, highs in the mid-90s Friday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.